Now, the issue of, I suppose, the what to do with someone who is in suicide crisis was brought to the fore on the floor of the Dáil last week by Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin, where he talked about the tragic deaths of 24-year-old Stephen McCarthy in Tralee in August 2024, and last week of 14-year-old Clancy Lee Casey, whose funeral took place on Friday. And he raised the issue of how people are dealt with in situations where they report to A&E. And Deputy Daly is with me in our studio in Tralee. Deputy Daly, good morning to you and thanks for joining us on the programme. Look, this is a very sensitive issue and I know you've been talking to both families and you talked to them before you raised the issue that you did on the floor of the Dáil. An incredibly difficult time for them at the moment, ever since, you know, Stephen McCarthy's, I should say, family from August 2024 and in the last week for the Casey family.
Yes, Gerry. Look, we have a serious problem in Kerry with people taking their own lives. And as I said, in the Dáil, 87 people in Kerry between 2022 and 24 inclusive. And it was actually increased in 2024. It was an increase. And that is at the same time when suicide is underreported by experts say between 20 and 25%, and we have the fourth highest amount in Europe for males between the ages of 15 and 35. And amongst traveller males, it is seven times the rate of the general population. And that,
yeah,
I have to say, is, as a country, it's shameful. And five times the amount of general population for traveller women. But as you said, I did speak to, following Clancy Lee Casey's death last week, I know his grandmother, Nora, and I spoke to his mother, Maria, a couple of occasions. And first of all, I think Maria, his mother, maybe might come on the radio at some stage, but not just yet. And they said that they wanted to thank the town of Tralee for the respect that was shown to the family around the time of the funeral, to thank KDYS, who had worked with him, and Pat Griffin, his boxing trainer Lauren Dowling, and the support that they received from friends, from families, from neighbours in Rathorig, and generally around the place, and Linda Kieran down on the KCYS also. And it brought back to me, because I was at a funeral in Rath before Christmas, and I was staggered by the amount of gravestones with the names of people who I knew who had taken their own lives over the last 10, 15 years. And I remembered in particular Stephen McCarthy, who I knew, a young fellow who had great potential. And I was talking to him one day downtown, and a solicitor said to me, "Was that Stephen McCarthy?" And she knew him because he was in the same school, same class as her son. And she said that he had a great sense of fairness about him, that if there was a young fellow being picked on in the class, he would step in. And, you know, this is a man who, his mother was killed and when he was very young, and his father was left with three children under the age of five to rear. And I spoke to Stephen just over the weekend, and I know that Radio Kerry had asked him to come on, and he said that he didn't really feel like going on Kerry Radio. But he did ask me, and if you don't mind, I'll just read out a portion of what he sent me in a text.
He
said that nobody deserves to die because it's not a way out. We're all meant to die when we're old, and we give our life to the fullest with lots of achievements along the way. And in a sad way, it aches my heart that my brother Stephen won't have that chance, but maybe the next person will, that's suffering from that kind, in that kind of way. And with the help of maybe new services in Kerry, more people will be seen faster and get help faster on the way to recovery, because as you can imagine, when someone dies in your family through such death, it doesn't stop. Suicide is like a disease. It passes on to the next person, and that's not a way out. And many people contact me on Facebook and personally, saying that their lives have been shattered by suicide in the family. They've been permanently scarred. Clancy Lee's mother said that their hearts are bleeding, and someone else said that saying that it's a crisis in Kerry is an understatement, and that is true. And you know, I also spoke to Elma Walsh, who you, this programme will know well, and Elma told me that the one thing that Donal Walsh, her son, said before he died in some of the very memorable contributions that he gave on the Brendan O'Connor show and on video, that people need to have the courage to speak to somebody, and that's the first step, and that's very difficult. And travellers, I am told, and the experts in community services in Kerry, and also the ones that I've spoken to, you know, culturally, they I am told, are very slow to go to A&E. I spoke to a mental health nurse over the weekend. They get very little engagement from travellers. So a new service is necessary. And while there are services in place, you know, through A&E, which is under pressure and is in a black escalation this month, there are 7/7 services, and there are services there, but something new is needed. And just by the way, more education is needed in schools as well. And Elma Walsh told me that Donal had prepared, or the HSE prepared, a video, a 7-minute video to be used in schools, but because the Department of Education couldn't agree with this, that video has never been shown in schools, that 7-minute video that Donal prepared, and there's a lot of frustration with that. So okay. what the experts locally in Community Mental Health Service have asked for is a service that's in place in Cork, it's in place in Dublin, called SCAN. And yeah, obviously,
okay, what we're going to do, Pat, is we'll talk, we're going to get into that in detail, and we'll talk more about that. If you have a view on this debate, if your family have been affected by it, if you are working in the services at the moment and have a view as what you think needs to happen in Kerry, then do get in touch with us. We'll have more with Deputy Pat Daly on this issue after we take these. Yeah, we're talking with Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin about an issue he raised in the Dáil late last week, talking about the deaths of 23-year-old Stephen McCarthy and 14-year-old Clancy Lee Casey, and what needs to be done around people in suicidal crisis. And Deputy Daly, you were talking about the programme, which is the SCAN programme. This is Suicide Crisis Assessment Nurses. Because, I suppose, what is it? It only operates in Cork and Dublin at the moment. You're obviously looking for it in Kerry. It's much needed here. But what does it do? How does it help?
Yeah, well, it's something that has been developed by the HSE. And the difference, I suppose, will be that there would be trained nurses, that it would be timely, and you would be seen if you need to talk about suicidal ideation, that you will be dealt with as quickly as possible, and you know, not in maybe an acute setting, but that someone would be able to go to your house. Now, I know that there are counselling services there, but demand is coming from community services, and also is supported by people that I've been speaking to. Now, Stephen McCarthy's brother also has a petition up to calling for this, but it would take the pressure off A&E, and it seems to be working well in Cork. But there is a fear, and the reason that it's so urgent, I suppose, is that the summer before last, around the time that Stephen McCarthy died, there was a cluster, and the family of Casey Lees feel that, you know, that there is always a risk of what they, some people call copycat suicides as well, and that there's a few in a short period of time. That a spike in them, if you like. So that's why it's so urgent. I've asked the minister to put this type of a service in place. Now is the time to do it. You see the level of deaths in Kerry is just phenomenal, and I know that there was a reduction in and around the time of COVID, and just before that, actually after Donal Walsh died, and maybe what he had encouraged, there was a reduction, and that was evidenced by the coroner, Terence Casey, at the time. But there has been a spike, not only in Kerry, all around the country, but we in Kerry deserve the exact same type of treatment that is available
that
in
Cork
in other
and
counties.
In Dublin. Okay, what did you make of what Minister Mary Butler said to you in the Dáil? She said, look, they're currently developing a Connecting for Life strategy with the National Office of Suicide Prevention. She sat down with the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Philip Dodd, and went through the first draft. They're going to launch it next month. They're very close to having it finalised. They're talking about, she tailored the budget for this year. 15 million extra will go to new initiatives to support those in mental health crisis. They include new specialist nursing teams for all Model 4 hospital emergency departments working out of hours to support the non-consultant hospital doctor. They have 9 Model 4 and 10 have been prioritised, namely the 9 Model 4 hospitals and the Mercy Hospital in Cork, because it had 1,200 presentations last year relating to self-harm and suicide. Each of those hospitals will receive 4 nurses each, and they're going to try and address that element of it.
Yeah, that is all welcome. And every person who takes their own life, or everyone who has suicidal ideation, is different. Some are more appropriate for being dealt with through the hospitals, and there is a call also that there will be separate waiting rooms in hospitals, and that's all welcome. And there have been other initiatives. The one thing I would be worried about, or that I wasn't happy about in what the minister said, is that she didn't have any statistics for 2024. As I said, in Kerry, the numbers were in their 20s. In 2022 and 23, but in 24, I think it was 37 deaths. So there has been a spike around the country. Elma Walsh told me that she's going to schools in Derry, in Roscommon, in Dublin, and there's a massive demand for hearing the message that she has. There has been a spike, and there is a crisis all over the country, and extra resources have been made. And the fact that the level of suicide has increased makes it all the more reason that there must be more community-based alternatives. Yeah.
And with that in mind, on the community level, a listener gets in touch, says someone who's worked in a hospital says there should be another way for those who are suffering from mental health issues and suicidal tendencies to seek help rather than going into accident and emergency. There's way too much going on in there, and he sees himself, those with mental health issues sometimes turn away and walk out again untreated. A&E is an unsuitable environment for these patients. Another area should be dedicated to assessing, taking bloods, taking proper time and care. Is that where these scan nurses would come into it?
Well, yes, they would be. They would be in the community, and they do great work at A&E, but as your listener said, they are under huge pressure, and there was a pilot project supposed to be to take the guards out of the situation, because often when there is a mental health crisis, the guards are involved in it. There was a pilot project supposed to be put in place in Limerick where there would be a nurse with the first responders teams, but an ambulance team who would go into the community to try and deal with acute issues, to take it away from A&E. But Sláintecare, which is, unimplemented really in large parts, the theme behind it was right care, right place, right time. And this suicide crisis assessment nurses, a team of them would be exactly that. And the crucial thing is that they would be able to meet people in a very, very timely manner in the community. And, particularly for now, I'm not representative of travellers, and I can't speak for all of them, but some of them have told me that they won't go to A&E, and that seems to be what I'm hearing from the healthcare professionals. A lot of the men, or the boys, won't speak to a woman about it, whether that's right or wrong. That just seems to be...
That's the reality of it,
that seems to be the reality of it.
It could be a cultural thing. It could be an admission of a sign of weakness, which isn't, compatible with their culture or how they've been raised, that for historic reasons, all of those things.
Well, one young man told me that he would feel shamed if he was saying it to another traveller, for example, or somebody...
If anyone else found out in their community, then they'd feel shame from it.
Yes.
It's a barrier.
So another response is necessary to deal with this, and in a county, in a country where we have seven times the rate is just off the charts for, and that is not being addressed. And travellers are marginalised, and this is the most depressing outcome that anybody could have. And no matter how loved they are in their own families, and Casey Lee, Casey came from a very loving family, and he had great people around him. His aunt, and his uncles, and his grandmother in particular. But you know, every crisis is different, and if there was something there for people that were aware of, and this call isn't, you know, was I particularly on top of all of this situation up to recently? I wasn't. But the call, when I spoke to people who were working in the community through the HSE, this is the call that they had for this specifically to deal with the issues in Kerry. And it is available in other counties, and it's not an awful lot to ask when you see the level of people who are dying in the community. And I don't want to see, you know, in 10 years' time, the same amount of gravestones up in Ra. For people who will be lost over the next few years, and we need to do something about it. And I don't think that sitting up, it's small money, small resources to be done to address the crisis that's there. And it's amazing how many people are affected by it in the county.
Okay, Pat, stay with us for a moment, if you would. On the comment line right now, we've got Sharon Roach. Sharon is from Tralee, of course. Her son Sean died by suicide in 2011. And she's been listening into what you've been saying, what you've been raising. Sharon, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Sharon.
Look, what's your response to, I suppose, what's needed here? What kind of a service do we need in Kerry, do you think, Sharon?
We don't just need it in Kerry, we need it all over the country. We need a 24-hour service, like 9 to 5 or 8 to 6. That's like most suicides happen in the middle of the night. So if somebody's in crisis, they need to be able to pick up the phone or go somewhere and speak to somebody. Now, while what Pat's suggesting sounds really, really good, and it would be so valuable and so important if it can be done, but we definitely need 24-hour services for people in crisis. We also need schools to start talking about mental health and start addressing bullying. Mental health is real. It's just as bad a disease as cancer or any other diseases out there. And until we start talking about it again, the stigma is never going to go away. And I think that's a huge problem. It's the stigma surrounding mental health. Like, we all put on brave faces. We all struggle from mental health at some point in our lives. So, yeah. You know, we just need to be able to talk. Talk is so, so key, like.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the key point. But that element of that 24-hour service would be the one kind of locally based, Sharon, that could help. You're not going to be able to help everybody in this situation, but that would, you know, help lots of people and could be the difference. If it even is for one person, it'd be absolutely vital.
It definitely would be vital. And no, we're not obviously going to be able to help everybody. Like, my poor son was not going, you know, he wasn't able to be helped. But if, like you said, if we could just save one person, if there was a 24-hour service that, you know, at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when somebody is in crisis and just doesn't know what to do, if they can pick up the phone or send a text, you know somebody is there to listen.
What do you make of what Sharon is saying?
I agree with what Sharon is saying, of course, and I know Sharon well. And also, I suppose there's a need for an investment more generally as well in youth services around the county, particularly those who it's more of a male problem, but it's not just male. There's women for having mental health difficulties also, but more investment in youth services for people who, young school leavers in particular, because they're doing a great job in places like the KCYS, but they need more resources too. But yeah, I agree with what Sharon is saying. Yeah, it's definitely necessary, but this would be a start. And following, you know, I was talking in the Dáil about it, you said in the Dáil about it, and we'd be bringing forward, you know, to try and put pressure on. I hope that everyone will support the need for the scan services in the county.
Okay. All right. Listen, Sharon, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about it in the programme. And thanks to Deputy Pat Daly as well for his time this morning on that issue. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme on 066 712 3666. You can text or WhatsApp us 083 300 3300. By the way, if you want more information, if you're affected by what we've talked about this morning, the Samaritans are available on 116 123 at any time. And of course, the Donal Walsh Live Life Foundation, set up by his family primarily in order to promote his anti-suicide Live Life message. Donal died of cancer at the age of 16 in 2013. You can contact them by emailing donalwalshlivelife@gmail.com. That's donalwalshlivelife@gmail.com. And donalwalshlivelife.org is the website to go to. They do brilliant work in our schools right throughout the country. Talk about that. If you have a view or an opinion for us on it, get in touch. Keep them coming into us on the programme.